Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On December 28, 1950, healthcare for the poor in the St. Michael area received a significant boost when a clinic was opened. Located in the building adjacent to the parochial building facing St. Mary's Anglican Church, the building consisted of two treatment rooms, accommodation for nurses, a waiting room, and toilets. The project was the brainchild of Ernest Dighton Motley, vestryman for St. Michael, who asked the vestry to set up a committee to examine the matter. The committee thought it was a good idea, and a decision to proceed with the project was made in 1949. Motley was concerned about the plight of the many poverty-stricken persons who got sick and had to visit the almshouse or the house of the medical officer for treatment and relief. Motley argued that many persons who became ill detested visiting the almshouse for treatment. In his address to the gathering, the director of medical services saw the new clinic as decentralization of medical services in the parish of St. Michael, which is a good thing. The director was of the view that a dispensary could be established at the complex where the sick poor could obtain medicine and get a one-time package. According to the advocate, the ceremony for the opening of the building was led by Dean Mandeville and was attended by the members of the vestry, the director of medical services, the parochial medical officers, and the chief sanitary inspector. The operations of the clinic was scheduled to start January 2, 1951 at 10 a.m. The sick poor could now approach the healthcare system with a measure of dignity and respect.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.